as a place to kick around a soccer ball or just slow life down a little. The Church of Santa Maria de Collemaggio is the place to be on a Sunday morning in the Italian city of L'Aquila. The church is dedicated to Celestine V, who became Pope in 1294. Although he resigned after just 6 months, Giuliana Masci says Celestine is a hero to residents.
For us, he was a great pope. There was lots of church corruption back then, and he had the courage to say no.
This picturesque town in the shadow of the snow-capped Apennine Mountains is still recovering from an earthquake in 2009. Santa Maria de Collemaggio was devastated, and Benedict came to visit it shortly afterward. He left his pallium, a symbol of papal authority, on Celestine's tomb. Celestine himself was imprisoned, but retired General Andrea Michele Lussa believes Benedict will be remembered as a man with
una profonda conoscenza della
a deep knowledge of the theological aspect of the Church, that is to say, a great thinker, but very humble and with no show of superiority.
Celestine's remains have been moved to a lab temporarily, as his reputation is being re-examined.
When Celestine resigned, it was not looked upon favorably. He's believed to be the cowardly man portrayed at the gates of hell by the Italian poet Dante. But it's possible that Benedict's legacy will be different.
John Allen of the National Catholic Reporter already calls Benedict one of the great teaching popes.
His encyclicals, his speeches on his foreign trips, the three books he's published as pope, I mean, I think those things will be read in graduate seminars and in seminaries and in Catholic circles for centuries.
Some Catholics fault Benedict for the scandals and secularization that plagued the church during his papacy, and he failed to muster the charisma of his predecessor, John Paul II.
But I think the resignation, the very humble way that he has relinquished power, and in some ways the very courageous way that he's decided to step aside, has created some space for people to distinguish between the papacy and the pope. I mean, they may still have some substantive issues with the papacy, but I think there's a tendency to look more generously upon the pope.
Castel Gandolfo has always been a place to sit at a cafe in the shadow of the pope's summer palace outside Rome. But even more people come now that the pope emeritus has sequestered himself there during the transition. This boy's older sister thinks Benedict's final act will make him a great pope.
I think he will be remembered for this abdication. I think that is really significant.
As the shopkeepers of this resort say grazie to Benedict,
Castel Gandolfo, dove
the spotlight remains on a papal resignation that may leave its mark for centuries to come. Jerome Sokolowski, VOA News, the Vatican.